Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 61 degrees, KSL's top story. A man has died after driving the wrong way on I-15 this morning. Police say he smashed into a bus full of ROTC cadets from Utah State. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage from the scene.
You can see the driver's side wheel and front part of that bus all smashed in. The pickup truck Utah Highway Patrol says was going the wrong way is completely destroyed on the front end. Troopers said they did all they could to save the truck driver, but he died on scene. All 23 ROTC cadets are okay and were eventually able to finish their trip down to Camp Williams. Their bus driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
UHP says there have been 5 fatal wrong-way crashes so far in 2024 in Utah. That's one less than for all of last year. Emergency closures on major highways like I-15 can leave thousands of drivers stranded in slow-moving traffic. Our team coverage continues.
I asked John Gleason with UDOT if there are plans to expand our freeways to deal with major bottleneck issues.
Well, we do have an environmental study that's happening right now on I-15 from, I believe it was 400 south through Davis County.
Gleason did say planning is more complicated in Utah due to our geographical landscape.
Geography is always something you have to consider in terms of expanding or building new roads because you have water on one side and mountains on the other.
He also said to remember the inconvenience of being stuck in traffic isn't nearly as bad as those who are forever changed involved in the accident. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
So what do you do if there's a wrong way driver coming at you? Sergeant Cameron Roden with Utah Highway Patrol says the best thing you can do is to be alert.
Being alert and attentive is your best way to have those precious few seconds that you may gain by being able to see what's coming and react to a hazard.
With those few extra seconds provided by alert driving, Roden says you should move to the right shoulder if you can. Most of the accidents seem to be to the left. So move to the right shoulder if you can and slow down, of course, as much as physically possible. If South Belt of I-215 is in your travel plans this weekend, you might need to give yourself a little extra time and to take a detour. UDOT is shutting down the westbound lanes starting 9 o'clock Friday evening, tomorrow evening. They're not going to open up again until Monday morning. The New York Attorney General is making plans to seize some of President Trump's properties. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Chef Letitia James is eyeing the former president's golf club and private estate in Westchester. Mr. Trump is facing a Monday deadline to come up with a $464 million bond to appeal his civil fraud judgment. More than 30 different companies have refused to provide that bond. Meantime, adult film actress Stormy Daniels saying today that she's absolutely ready to testify in the former president's upcoming criminal trial in New York. Daniels telling The View she's somewhat surprised by the threats that she's received since the judge agreed to admit her testimony.
Suddenly the indictment happens and all of this stuff. It's like 2018 all over again, except now they're more vicious.
Daniels' hush payments sit at the center of the case. Federal government is going after Apple for antitrust competitive practices. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the company violated antitrust laws to maintain its monopoly in the smartphone market.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based.
He says Apple's practices have allowed them to unfairly drive up prices for consumers. And a formerly secret group of World War II veterans are today getting the recognition they deserve. 3 surviving members of the Ghost Army were at the Capitol to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praising them.
As one Ghost Army veteran put it, sparing one mother or one new bride, the agony of putting a gold star in their front window was what his unit was all about.
The Ghost Army used inflatable tanks, trucks, planes, sound effects, and fake radio transmissions to deceive the Nazis about the position of U.S. troops. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Police in Idaho say the 2 escaped fugitives have been recaptured this afternoon and may have been responsible for 2 murders while they were on the run.
While they were on the run for this one day, they may be connected to 2 murders while they were out. Investigators saying,
we are investigating 2 homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
ABC's Alex Stone there. He says we don't have any details on what happened or who those victims were, as they're still piecing the details together. KSL News Time 4:05. And time now for a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Mark Jackson's in the KSL 24-hour news center.
Actually, I'm keeping it going for
all
now,
right, Jason. Jason Jones.
Yeah. So far, BYU's 71-67 loss to Duquesne is the only game we've had that's finished in single digits. All other wins have been by double digits, and Nevada and Oregon are trying to keep it that way. Nevada's currently up by 14, 15 minutes left in that game there, and Oregon is up by 12 over South Carolina. That's late in the second half. With your KSL bracket update, I'm Jason Jones.
On to the Traffic Center. Ricky Meese is here. First look traffic. What's going on?
Those delays are setting in southbound. It goes from Murray into Sandy. And then if you're in Davis County, heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15, Clearfield up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up next.